Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello, and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Come on in. Kick back. Relax. Grab yourself a coat. Yeah. All right, it's been a minute or two, and we're back in action one more time. One more again. We're going to try it and see what happens, all right? Man, lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff going on. Just in the last 24 hours, we've had Mr. Elon Musk resubmit his offer to buy the Twitter. And I guess they have tentatively decided to accept that offer. And he could take over as quickly as later on this week, Friday, or first of next week, Monday. And I'm sure he's going to be eager to do that because I'm sure they're in there destroying all the evidence of all the nefarious things that they've done as quickly as they can, you know. And apparently a bunch of the snowflakes, the ones that, you know, the libtards, whatever you want to call them, you know, have already bailed. You know, they can't work for him, you know. But that's, you know, a lot of what this social media stuff is, you know. A lot of it's run in what we call Silicon Valley down in, you know, Southern California. And that's, you know, where, you know, what we call the land of fruits and nuts. You know, it's like a bowl of granola. You know, I mean, look how screwed up California is. Lord have mercy. God, it's been so long since I've been out there. I was still driving a truck when I went out there. And I it's beautiful. You know, you come over the mountains and you come down in the valley, you know, the wine, you know, where to grow all the wine, come down in and you're looking, it looks beautiful. But once you get down into the city, it ain't no different than anything else. And, you know, people out there, it's just a different breed altogether, you know. And, you know, over the years, you know, California used to be, you know, a wonderful place to live, but, you know, they've decided through their liberal policies to, you know, basically destroy that entire state. So a bunch of them bailed. And yesterday evening, you know, people were losing followers on Twitter. And, oh, we're going through another conservative purge and this, that, and the other. I'm like, you know what, man? That's just all the damn liberals and the bots that were following you. Because you got a lot of trolls that'll follow you. I got a shit ton of them myself. You know, that follow me. And I don't block them. I'm just like, screw it. If they want to follow, they can follow. I don't care. You know, because I limit who can respond. You know, because I don't want to hear all the ash and trash from everybody. You know, I mean, there's ways, you know, of, you know, getting your message out there without, you know, being bombarded by the Twitter blue check brigade. But you know, everybody, you know, they all whining and moaning and crying and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, you know, that's a lot of that is just, you know, the bots and the liberals and all of them deactivating it. You know, they getting on TikTok telling instead of just, you know, leaving the room, you know, and closing the door behind them, they got to get on TikTok or what have you and make a freaking announcement that they're doing it. Nobody gives a shit. Just leave. You don't, this is not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. You know, just leave. That's all you got to do. Nobody cares. You know, but they all got a virtue signal, see? They all got to get online somewhere, somehow, and make it known that they left Twitter because, you know, nobody cares. Nobody cares. I don't get it. I don't understand that. Why you got to do that? Just leave. Who gives a crap? Yeah. But that's what that whole thing is all about. All that virtue signaling it and everything. So, you know, a lot of people, of course, you know, they giving Elon Musk a whole ration of crap. But, and I'm glad he bought it. He'll straighten it out, straighten it up, and he'll make it, you know, profitable. You know, he's going to wind up paying a little bit too much for it. Now, excuse me, but I think in the future, it'll be worth, you know, way more than what he's paid for. He sent a tweet, you know, alluding to that it'll be the platform or the basis for his universal app X, right? So I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, this is, you know, a prelude to, you know, things to come, you know, and I'm all, you know, I think he's a bright man. You know, he's not perfect man. Nobody is. He's got, you know, faults and hang ups and things just like the rest of us. But I mean, there's no denying that he's a hell of a smart man, you know? So we'll see what happens in the future. I'm just glad that because he was taking them to court, you know, because they had misrepresented themselves as far as the followers and the bots and how many people were active users and yada, yada, yada. So he had taken them to court over that to try to back out of the deal because, you know, it wasn't what they said it was. So I think he had a change of heart, just said, screw it, I'll just buy it and I'll, you know, it's a fixer-upper, right? Like a house, you know, or a car, a mechanic special, right? You know, I'll just buy the damn thing, hell with it, and I'll fix it. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. I mean, enjoy Twitter from time to time. I'm not on there all the time. I'm off and on. Kind of like Facebook, I'm kind of off and on. You know, I'm not on there all the time. But I enjoy it. I enjoy a little bit of back and forth, you know, and that's kind of what this podcast is about. You know, it's about the back and forth. We no longer have back and forth nowadays. Elon tweeted a couple days ago about, you know, and Trump again before him said, you know, hey, you know, I'd be willing to lead a team that, you know, could, you know, negotiate a peace deal between, you know, the Ukraine and Russia. And oh my God. And Elon made a tweet, you know, and he, you know, peace, you know, it was a peace deal. And he had like four, it was very simple, about four different bullet points down there. You know, very simple bullet points. They all seem very reasonable to me, you know, but, you know, I'm not geo-globalist politician, you know, and, you know, he probably knows a lot more about that stuff than I do, but to me, it all sounded, you know, fairly reasonable, and these are the only two people, you know, besides, you know, some of them like myself, you know, like, hey, you know, Putin's talking about using frickin' nukes, you know, and I don't think he's playing, and we're constantly sending money over there, these deals. You know, we have sent approximately, I don't know, I think about $80 million. No, I'm sorry, $80 million. That's a drop in the bucket. $80 billion. We have sent approximately $80 billion. And that's, and I got that information from the Will Cain podcast. He has done the research, believe me. Because he said it wasn't easy to find. He had to go to several different sources and weed it out. But approximately $80 billion so far. Just this year. Because we didn't start sending money over there till, what, February? So, Now, to put that in perspective, that's 10%, because we spend approximately $800 billion on our own defense, United States military. $800 billion. That's almost $1 trillion. So that's 10% of that we've sent overseas, and that's in money, aid, humanitarian aid, and weapons, and ammunition, weapon systems, firearms, what have you. All of that. And the problem is there's no accountability for any of it. And that's my biggest issue. I don't mind sending them, helping them out, what have you. But, where is this money going? Who's getting it? Where does it go from there? Is there any of this stuff being kicked back, which is the biggest thing? I guarantee, because there's no profit in peace. There's only profit in war. Right? There's no profit. No, nobody makes any money in peace. They only make money in war. With these firearms, with these weapon systems, all these NGOs getting all this money, for aid and all that. They make tons of money doing that stuff. NGOs, non-government organizations. And that's where all the stealing happens, right? The president just went to Puerto Rico, and he, said he was going to send them some billions of dollars, because, that they didn't get the help they deserve, a couple years ago, when Trump was in office and they had a storm. And yes, they did. All that money got stolen. They found all the water and the food and the blankets and the baby formula and everything that he had sent over there to help them in warehouses, and all the money, got disappeared. My dad told me a story of a man who was working over there. He was a contractor. He was an electrician over there getting the power put back up. And he was making money hand over fist. He was making too much money, when you're making too much money. And at a certain point in time, he decided, hey, I need to get up out of here because this isn't right. Something is wrong here. And he didn't want to be a part of it or, be a part of an investigation later on down the road. So, he DD'd, out of there. He took his money and run, And that's what happens during these disasters. They send tons of money and it all freaking disappears, and very little of it gets down to the people that actually need it. The money does not have the reach that you think it does. That's why, when they, send money to this organization or, collecting money. My tax dollars are already being sent. I ain't sending no more. I was like, shit. Well, I want to send extra so y'all can throw that away. Because, it's all usually some an NGO, non-government organization. And a ton of that money is wasted in overhead, with salaries and raising more money and, and all that crap. Very little of that money actually makes it to who it's supposed to go to. So, I'm very leery of any of that kind of stuff. But, that's where we're at now. These people had come down. They came down on Trump and on Elon, and they're trying to broker some kind of peace deal here. But no, we can't have peace. And these people are talking, and Putin's talking about using nukes. We on the brink of a nuclear war. And then, of course, now you just had that Nord Stream 1 and 2 just got sabotaged somehow, some way, or at least that's what we're thinking, because some observatory somewhere in Switzerland or the Netherlands or something, at the exact same time, heard these explosions when that, when the gas started leaking out. So they're attributing one to the other because, it probably ain't a coinky dink. Because, these pipelines, it ain't just a metal pipe under the water. These things are encased in concrete and all that kind of stuff. Heavily fortified so that they can, withstand, any kind of, environmental stresses there, because you can't have a leak like that, because then that causes problems. anyway, I mean, you know, and of course everybody thinks we did it. Everybody, and of course we're all saying that Putin did it. And I don't know why Putin would do it, but anyway, neither here nor there. I don't know the answer to that. But everybody's raising hell with these two because they want to broker some peace. And even the Ukrainians, you know, Zelensky and, you know, a couple of his, you know, representatives, you know, his, you know, attaches to other countries, you know, got on Twitter and just raised hell. I'm like, you don't want some peace? You'd rather just fight it out. I mean, I understand, you know, but if you can broker a peace deal that everybody benefits, the problem is they want to take Putin out. That's the deal. They want a regime change. I mean, even Biden said it in passing, and then, of course, the White House had to walk that back. They're constantly walking back things that he has said. He just said just the other day that he was basically raised by Puerto Ricans because he was down there in Puerto Rico, you know, talking about, you know, when he's going to give them some more aid for this just recent storm that they just had. The guy is... And none of that is true, and everybody knows it, but he doesn't get checked on any of it. You know, it's amazing. The guy is a prolific and lifelong teller of untruths. And, you know, it's, I guess, you know, they just let him get away with it. You could see his wife in the background when he was making the statement. You know, you could see that she had a reaction to when he said that she knew that he, at that point in time, that he was telling a lie. I was like, oh, look, even she knows, see, because you could touch her reaction. You could tell she knew it. She was standing there, you know, just as nice and as you could be. And then all of a sudden when he started talking about that, you know, I was raised by Puerto Ricans, basically, you know, she, oh, you know, her hands shuffled, you know, she moved and then she turned her head and looked the other way. It's like she knows that he's lying. It's incredible. But that's where we're at. You know, you try to have a difference of opinion, or you try to ask, you know, a critical question, or you have a concern about something, and, you know, on these social media sites, you just met with F you. Instead of presenting, you know, some kind of an argument in favor of, you know, their ideas, they don't want to argue ideas, they just want to attack you personally. It's F you. And I've had that happen to me. I was reading some reviews of, you know, the podcast. And again, you know, there was a critical one. And it was just a personal attack. It wasn't an attack on the podcast in and of itself. And you could tell the person gave themselves away because, you know, they were like, well, even if I was a conservative, boom. I don't, you know, espouse necessarily conservative ideas. I try to open up minds. You know, I'm not trying to twist your arm into thinking the same way I'm thinking. I want everybody to critically think. I want you to think for yourself. I espouse that all the time on this podcast. You know, I don't think people listen long enough or deep enough to get to that point. You know, they listen to the beginning of it and then they don't hear the end, you know, where I tell you, hey, it's up to you, you know. That's how I see it. These are the facts as I know it. You know, those are my opinions. This is my experience. But ultimately, it's up to you to figure out how you want to deal with it. You know, what's best for you? I don't know what's best for you. Only you do. But that's where we're at in society today. You know, everything's an F you. You know, if you have a difference of opinion or you have a different idea. And let me tell you something. This thing about intelligence, people being smartened up. You know, they got a college degree, or, you know, they've been to this school or that school. That does not make them smart. That does not make them intelligent. You know what makes somebody intelligent is ideas. The ability to be able to imagine, to critically think, to think outside the box, to come out with a different idea. If you're just going along with the flow, if you're just running along with the crowd, you know, you're part of the problem. And some of us want to do that from day to day. We're fine with that. We just, you know, we just want to, you know, go along to get along. And, you know, And from a day-to-day basis, you know, that's fine. But there are some times, and there will be some instances where you need to stand up for yourself and you need to speak up for yourself. You know, no matter what the occasion or situation is, you know, it might be, you know, something personal, something spiritual, something political, something family-wise, what have you. But you have to have the cojones to do that. You can't be timid at that point. You know, what I say, you know, you don't receive what you want. You don't get what unless you ask. You know, you have to speak up. You have to say what it is you want. You have to express your idea. You might have a better idea. Again, you're not trying to force anybody's hand. But they may have not heard anything from that angle or from that perspective. And you might open up their mind. And that's all this podcast is really about, is just to open up the minds of young men and some women that are out there listening. And I appreciate all of them. I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, to open up your mind and get you to think critically for yourself. You know, it's not about my opinion or you know, or what I think. You know, I give that as a part of the podcast, but you know, that is not the deciding factor. You are. All right, my friends, I think that's about all I got for now. I don't want to go on too far. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate your support. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so on the app that you're using right now with the support button. You can find the podcast on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter primarily. Also on Gab and Locals. You know, go check it out. You know, I got it on that many, but I know everybody tells you to focus on one or two, but I got it on that many. So, because I know everybody's not on the same page as far as that kind of stuff goes. And I can't be on all of them, but I chose those, you know, for various reasons. All right, my friends, I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. All right.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.